Nadarai Hashem Ashalei Negdanal Chal Amai. My vows to Hashem I will pay in the presence now of his entire people. Different ways of looking at this. Either it's David HaMelech. He's sent into exile. He's wandering around. He's in danger. He's vulnerable. And therefore he promises, if Hashem will bring me back safely to Eretz Yisrael, if I can come home safe and sound, I'm going to give Korban Taida. I'm going to render thanksgiving offering to Hashem. I'm good for my word. Of course, I'm going to do it. The Sfarno takes this to refer to Klal Yisrael. We're going to rededicate ourselves to our first pledge. What was our pledge? When we said, Nasa v'nishma. We'll do, we'll hear, we'll listen. This is ultimately the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was to arrive at Har Sinai, to stand at the foot of the mountain and commit ourselves to Hashem. Why does it have to be Negdan al Chalamai? Says the Sfarno, carries on, and says, who am I going to reaffirm my vows in front of all the Jews, especially those Jews who, for whatever reason, whether intentionally or unintentionally, have neglected their own responsibilities, their own obligations, their own vows, they are not fulfilling Nasa v'nishma. I'm going to do that in front of them. I'm going to lead by example. Mimeni yiru v'chein yasu. To be a shining example to others. Yakar be'eini Hashem amavta l'chasidav. Difficult in the eyes of Hashem is the death of his devout ones. So Rashi and Ibn Ezra say Yakar is either something great or something difficult. What does it mean it's difficult? Nothing's difficult for Hashem. Rather, it's difficult for Hashem to remove a devout person from this world. Why? Because anyone that does what they're meant to do, that lives the kind of life they're meant to live, tzaddik, chassid, that's incredibly valuable, that's yakar. And therefore, to remove a person that is yakar, who's valuable, is difficult, so to speak, for Hashem, because Kavyachal Hashem needs him in the world. But nonetheless, there are times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take chassidav, he has to take his pious ones. It's a very difficult thing for Hashem to do. In a way, what it's saying here is when a person pays their vows to Hashem and they serve Hashem wholeheartedly, they become the kind of person who's valuable to Hashem. Yes, it's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves everyone. But in this world, people have fulfill different tasks, and they fulfill different tasks on the basis of their choices. A person that uses their choices well, they're here for what they're meant to do. They become incredibly valuable. They become an important player on the world scene. Such a person, it's difficult and painful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remove them. Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha. Please Hashem, I'm your servant. The Targum says, Ana says, means please. And the Sfarno takes it further and says, please Hashem, let me see the Mashiach. I realize that the real schar, real reward is an Olam Haba. But I want to see Mashiach. I want to be there at the time where everyone's going to serve you. I want to be there at the end of history. I want to be there when the goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim will ultimately take place. The goal is the Geula. I want to be there when it happens.